Now it has started.
Okay. Ready to start?
Yep.
Okay, well, Happy New Year to everyone. Hope everybody had good...
We're going to start the meeting, guys.
Hope everyone had good holidays and Santa Claus was good to everybody. Didn't have no snow. Thank you, Jim, for that.
That was
That's who we blamed for the snow.
That was our first snow last year.
That was our first snow. So I'd like to open the New Year's meeting with opening prayer here. John, would you mind
doing
that?
Or did you, Jim, do I ever steal your thunder?
Do you want to do the prayer, Jim?
It seems like it always goes to me, but I don't want to hold it.
I can do it.
If you'd like to, it's up to you, Jim.
Okay.
Are we standing to pray?
Okay. Well,
our Father God, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to be in the middle of this meeting, Heavenly Father, and guide us. Make the right decisions for this township, Heavenly Father. Father, be with those that have made it out tonight and those that were unable to make it here tonight. Lord, just watch over us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 You want to do the
I'll
pledge?
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just didn't want to
No worries.
Split it up if you want to.
No worries.
Because we have a roll call, Mr. Nick.
Yep. Trustee Fleshman.
Here.
Trustee Horn.
Yes.
Trustee Leeser.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Minutes. Do we have any minutes?
We do not.
No minutes to approve.
We are working on the ones from the special meeting we just had a couple days ago, but none to approve at this time.
Okay. So we'll table... the past minutes, I think there's probably a couple or three meetings that yet get called up on. So at this point in time, we do have a new trustee, Jim Leisure, and he'll be starting off tonight. We're looking for real good things from him. And at this point in time, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Fiscal Officer Don. He will take over the meeting, and at this time we will rearrange the trustees board of elections. I think the ones that have been here first of the year in the past realize what we do. Every year we do change officers, possibly chairman of the board and so forth. So at this time, we turn the meeting over to you, Fiscal Officer Don, and you can conduct that part of the meeting. Okay?
Absolutely. And for the public that doesn't know me, again, my name is Nick. I've been the fiscal officer, was appointed in May of 2021, and I will be in office through at least the end of 23. I want to continue to provide good things for the township going forward. So at this time, I am going to open the table here for nominations for Vice Chairman of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees in Franklin County, Ohio for the year 2022. Vice Chair.
I'll nominate Mr. Leisure.
Okay, I have one nomination on the table for Vice Chairman for Trustee Leisure. Do I have a second?
Well, I'd like to nominate him for...
We haven't got there yet.
Okay.
So is there a second for nomination of Vice Chair for Leisure?
No, I'll abstain.
Okay. At this time, then I would like to open the table to the Board of Trustees to nominate for Chairman of the Board of Trustees for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Leisure for Chairman.
Okay. Are there any other nominations on the table?
I would like to see, are we not doing rotation like we have always done? We have a trustee's first meeting with the out here. When you're born, you don't start eating solid food when you come from the mother's womb. Why, you know, I mean, normally he would be the vice chair, next year he would be the chair, and then a year after you would be the chair. And not that he can't do it, it's just, is there a reason that we are wishing to go that route?
I think at this particular time in our situation and everything, and you and I have both been here for several years. I just
we'll give you an idea.
Basically, I think that we should have actually some new blood and some new opinions, and of course, this is a good opportunity for you and I both to step in and trust the gentleman there. He's going to be with you at least for 4 years.
Absolutely. It'd be a great opportunity with everything that we have going on. I know, like, for instance, Steve and I met this month or last month with our state house representative as well as our congressman, things that we're working on. As one of the trustees, it's a good representation if you are going as the representative of the board of trustees. Now, I'm still going to continue to do what I do, but I think that it would, and to get the best that we can out of who sits in this position, they should at least know what's going on, and this is his first day.
Yeah,
I also think that,
well, I think
if you look back at 8 years I've been here, I've never spoke up, but the same thing you're saying,
correct.
I've only got to be the trustee the chair two times, and I've never asked why. This time I have to say, after 8 years of service.
Well, it wasn't me that always called.
I understand, but it's always to be the bridesmaid, not the bride, because everyone always wants me to be vice chairman. I'm done talking. I'll let it go on. If someone wants to second that.
I have one nomination on the table for Trustee Leeser to be the chairman of the Board of Trustees for 2022. Do I have a second?
I will second it.
Okay. So at this point, this would be the restructuring of the board. So I have a second on the nomination for Leeser for chairman of the board for 2022. I'm going to do a roll call on this. John?
No.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm now going to open the table for nominations for vice chairman of the Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio Board of Trustees.
For vice chairman.
For vice chairman. I'm going to open the table for nominations. Do I have any nominations?
Here. Thank you. I can make it easy. I don't want it. So that automatically leaves it to Ralph.
You want vice chair?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so I need a nomination.
I'll nominate Ralph Horn.
Okay. I have one nomination for Ralph Horn for vice chairman of the Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio Board of Trustees. Are there any other nominations? Okay. At this time, I would ask for a second for Ralph Horn to be vice chair of the board for Franklin Township, Franklin County Board of Trustees 2022.
Well, for everyone's information, I don't want it either, but seeing we don't have one, I will.
I mean, we can start over. Okay. We can.
Well, we'd just be here all night.
No, we'll be here all night. So okay. I would second it.
Okay. So at this point, we will do a roll call for Ralph Horn to be vice chairman of the 2022 Board of Trustees for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. And at this point, I would ask the board to move to their correct seats. And then I will turn the meeting over to Chairman Leeser.
Ralph, you can
see. I guess I've been down here.
Yep.
And we can also rearrange our nameplates here as well.
Okay.
All right, so at this point, I am going to turn the table over to Chairman Jim Leeser to resume the meeting with old business letter A.
Old business letter A. Before we do that, I would like to thank everybody for coming and for believing, for those that voted for me, for believing in me, and I hope I don't fail you. With that being said, old business, motions to approve bills and payroll.
Yep, I have that here, and for motion for bills and payroll, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves accounts payable from December 17, 2021 through January 13, 2022 in the amount of $363,770.08 and payroll paid on December 24, 2021 for $160,105.01. December 31st, 2021 for $8,616.93, and January 7th, 2022 for $173,528.27, for a grand overall total of $706,030.29 from check number 67303 to 67418, and electronic vouchers ending in the year 2021 are 1580-2021 through 1680-2021, and beginning year 2022 electronic vouchers 1-2022 through 82-2022. And I would ask for a second, or for someone to make a motion to approve these.
I will make said motion to approve these.
Okay, so can I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, roll call on this. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, moving along.
Police Department. Pete Smith.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Chief.
Good morning.
Okay, thank you.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing well.
Good. Nick, were you bringing up the levy information?
In the fiscal office, yes. Okay. We'll talk about that.
Okay. So I'll stick that aside. Tonight I have the stats for December. A little bit lengthy. 997 total calls for service for the month of December. That is just for Franklin Township officers. 14 instances of assisting other units, that would be like a backup or something of that sort. 6 burglary reports, 11 burglary in progress calls.
Thank you, Duke.
4 issues with a person with a gun. We had 3 persons with a knife, 1 officer in trouble call, 1 robbery, which would be a report, 1 robbery in progress, 2 issues of passing bad checks, 4 issues of shots fired, 15 stolen vehicles, 3 stolen vehicles that were recovered, 1 suicide, 7 suicide attempts, 71 suspicious persons, 35 suspicious persons in a vehicle, 5 suspicious vehicles, 3 sex offenses, 10 vandalism reports, 12 threats or harassments, 9 mental health issues, 102 burglar alarms responded to, 95 complaints that were investigated, 14 911 hang-up calls, 7 civil protection orders, 10 assaults, 6 disabled vehicles, 2 DOAs, 9 overdoses, 17 warrant attempts, 4 dog bites, 29 non-injury accidents, 14 non-injury hit-skip accidents, 56 injury accidents, 2 injury accident hit-skips, 43 traffic offenses, 55 domestics, 4 neighbor complaints, 10 intoxicated person calls, 3 DUI complaints, 9 fights, 3 fire calls, 93 assists to EMS, 9 juvenile complaints, 34 theft calls, 4 thefts in progress, 9 missing persons, and then there was 129 other miscellaneous runs that were just complaints. Could be pickup runs, that kind of thing. Okay. You want these for the minutes, Nick?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Board have any questions on any of those? I'd say it was a busy month, but it was actually pretty slow compared to the summer. So
I'd say that's down a few calls.
A little bit, yeah.
It was a little colder.
Yeah, a little chilly.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
With regard to burglarizing a home or anything of that nature, my burglary system, ADT, contacts you got?
Yes.
Is there going to be a lag between, you know, the officers that are now moved on because, you know, the knuckleheads didn't vote the levy in?
Well, there is that. There's, what happens is when the alarm center, especially for ADT, I'm most familiar with that one, when they get the call in their alarm center,
right,
there is usually anywhere from 1 minute to 4 to 5 minutes between them getting the call, because what they'll do is they'll attempt, as you know, to call you.
Yeah.
So you're looking at least 6 minutes before they call the sheriff's office, and then when the sheriff's office puts it out, it will depend on how many officers we have out, if we have someone out, and then we'll basically go on a prioritization list. So like say we didn't have anyone out,
right,
it would be the closest county car that was free. And they legitimately could be coming from, you know, Jackson Township or Hayward area or way out west.
But that,
so there could be a significant lag.
Yeah, but that's because they didn't vote for the levy to pass.
That's the most part of it, yes.
Yeah.
Even if we had officers out, you're still looking at a 6 to 10 minute lag time before we actually find out what's going on.
Right. But that's between ADT and
the sheriff's office.
And the sheriff's office. But I'm just saying, as far as the officers out on the field,
it could be up to 45 minutes, maybe an hour. I mean, they'll get there as soon as they can, but yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's significant.
So exactly how many officers in total are now no longer working or at least looking at other departments?
We have three that are in the process to go to the sheriff's office right now, out of the 10 full-time that we have.
That's right.
But we also have three out on COVID.
Okay, right.
COVID positive right now.
Okay.
So that's another issue that we're kind of struggling with.
Right. Okay. Well, I feel sorry for the people in this township that didn't take the initiative and vote in the levy, because who cares about how much money it costs when somebody breaks into your house. I'm done.
No, I agree. Not at that point.
Yeah.
You guys have any questions for Chief? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Fire Department, Chief Arnold.
I have nothing tonight.
Chairman Leisure, I have both the Chief and Jim Stevens under my agenda. They wanted to talk about the their MOUs.
Okay.
So I figure we can do that when I get into my agenda.
Yes, sir.
Great, thank you.
I was talking. Mr. Stevens, besides the MOUs, do you have anything?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Kevin, Jimmy.
I'm going to take this off for a minute because I can't
get through. Try to.
I didn't really have anything much on the agenda, but I got a couple updates I'm going to update everybody on. As you know, we applied for a grant through ODOT to do quite a bit of paving over off of Demarest Road. Got an email today, actually Monday, and we've been working on this, through ODOT, that there was such a huge demand from all of the townships that you were able to put in for multiple grants. So what ODOT has done is they went to the individual townships and told everybody that they're going to have to pick one of the projects. Each project that we put in, we have to pick one of those projects and eliminate the rest of them. Now, when we applied for this grant through Nyepel and Associates, we had to individually do each road as a project. So this hence brings up a problem, since all the roads in that development were done as individual projects, which is the way we had to do it. Now we have to pick one of those roads to do. So what I've asked them to do, since they've already done an assessment on them on those roads, is to pick the worst of the five roads, and we will get that one taken care of within the grant from ODOT. At the same time, County Engineers had put in for a grant through Franklin Township as a representative for Franklin Township to put sidewalks along, what would it be, Briggs, along Briggs from Demers down to the end of our, you know, where our right-of-way stops. So I kind of have to pick and choose now which direction we're going to go. Do we go ahead and go with picking one of our roads within this grant, or do we move forward with the sidewalks for, I guess, access for the kids or whatever they're going to do? Kind of stuck in a rock and a hard spot here. So that's why I wanted to ask the board which direction you would like, you feel that we should go. Should we back out of the paving part and put that in with the paving program within the county engineers, which I do every year, and we assess and we get a price, and then we kind of go from there? It's going to cost us quite a bit more money because there's no grant money in paving. I mean, the roads are in terrible shape. Or do we flip that and go that route with the sidewalks through the county engineers, and we do our paving through the grant that we've already paid Nyquil and Associates to move forward with? So that's, I wanted to bring it to the board for discussion, and I'd like to get your opinion on which direction you want me to go. Pick the worst of the worst of the five roads and get it paved, and tell the county that we're going to have to back, or they're going to have to back out. You know, it's kind of up to the board. I don't want to be the one making that decision. Well, roads are in terrible shape.
That's the chairman.
Yep.
Yep.
Ralph, you have any questions?
Well, I have, yeah, a couple of statements probably, and, you know, Jim knows that I know we've got some roads that are...
They're all in they're bad shape.
They're, a lot of them are getting really, really bad.
I mean,
and over there in that, in the area of Demers, I mean, of Franklin Heights, you know, Joyful Avenue and those guys, you know.
I mean, we've already...
And I know that, have you got something in line to do those yet, or...
Well, that's the grant that we applied for and paid Nyquil and Associates.
That was intended for those streets.
For those streets, but unfortunately, we had to take each individual street and do it as a project because of the depth of, I mean, it was going to be a good one.
Let me understand. So they're only going to do one.
We're two green.
Each township, I want to turn this off so mine don't go off. Each township has to pick one project from the ones that we put in. So if you look at the scope that we did trying to get all of these roads paved, we couldn't just do one project that encompassed all five roads. We had to do five individual projects. And now ODOT's saying because of the amount of people that applied for this, which I think is great, they're going to continue to do this
probably
every year.
More so than it's ever been, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, sir.
Do you drive on the sidewalk? So why don't we just do the street that's the worst street, and the sidewalks can be secondary?
Okay, I'm fine. That's
I think more people drive on the street than they do on the sidewalk.
That's exactly what I was on.
Yeah.
We need to take care of our streets.
Okay.
So those streets are horrible. Yeah. Now that I didn't understand exactly where the streets were, but...
Oh, yeah. They are in
those particular ones, yeah, but I'm talking about are in proximity of Franklin Heights.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I will reach out to the counterpart from the county engineers and let them know that as a board decision, we've decided to go with the project of the paving, and that's the one that Franklin Township will go with. And that's the reason why I brought it to the board, so you guys can make that decision. I didn't.
Yeah, that's a tough decision.
It is very tough.
It should be made here. Yeah.
That's very tough.
The motion.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say the way I view some sidewalks,
Nick, do you need one?
I'd love, that would be, tickle me to death to get a few sidewalks.
You know, there's multiple grants.
However, if you look, really look about it, then we have one little sparse area that gets sidewalks and the rest of the township doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not going to shine very good for everyone else.
There's multiple grants that we are looking into that I'll be getting with Steve on, and we could possibly even look going that route grant wise to help get that project done with the county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, later. But the
from my standpoint and what I've seen for the last 3 years, I believe that is the most needy area over there.
It's going to be, because we are going to go through and have this company come in and We're going to hire a company that's going to come in and do a complete overview of all of our roads. And then they will assess worst to best. And then that will be the roads that we work on grant-wise and road district fund-wise, you know, moving forward on how we get them taken care of. I was hoping to be able to get all five of these done because this was, you know, in the beginning, I thought maybe it's too good to be true, and it turned out to be wrong. So, but it's a good thing, and hopefully they continue to keep it going every year, and we'll stay on top of that.
That's a very good thing.
With that, that we'll close out on that one. Any more questions on that? The only other thing that I've got is, I'll give you one later.
Oh, okay.
We started a program with the courts, with the court people coming in every week and giving us a couple of people that are working off community hours. This is a report that was done by their community, or by the leader of that group out of the courts. This is a report that they had to turn in. This shows just how successful this program has actually been in helping clean up Franklin Township. We work with them every Thursday. They'll bring a couple of people in. As long as we don't have foul weather, or you know, we're out plowing snow or we're doing something, leaf season, it's kind of hard, because what we end up doing is we have to supervise them. You know, it's been kind of hard with the limited crew that we have, but now that we're up to full with being able to bring Tommy back, this works perfect into our program. And on Thursdays, they got with Tommy and they sat down with him. They've explained everything to him on what he needs to do, the paperwork that he needs to get filled out. And what you have in front of you is a report that they did in 21 that encompasses 2020 and 2021 as totals, and it shows where we have been with them, the amount of times we've been out with them, which is quite a few. What we've done, the pictures show some of the alley cleanups, and this is something that we try to focus a lot on, the alley cleanups, trash, tires. So I just wanted to get this into your hands and show you, you know, what it is that this program is actually doing for the township and the residents of the township, and I think it's something that has worked out great, and I'm going to continue to do it with them because I think it is good. I think it works out real well.
Well, I think it's fabulous.
And it's something that I'm going to get. Mark, our old administrator, was one of the spearheads helping us get this taken care of and getting it going. I want to get Steve involved with them too, so we, you know, they know him. And it's just a huge asset, I feel, to the township and the residents of the township.
They're the ones that did the cleanup over there by Broadland.
We've been in there quite a few times now. Okay. I know our guys have been in there almost every week now, and it's something that is, and I forwarded some pictures on to Mr. Fleshman. That's a nonstop battle right now, nonstop battle. Yeah. But we go in there quite often with them, but we can't just focus on that one area because we've got the
I just remember seeing a crew out there, and I'm like, who's this?
I saw it today. One of your trucks had probably a dozen shopping carts in the back of it.
And probably six big bags of trash, and that was 1 week's time. So, wow.
Jim, with your permission, I'd like to stick my head into that road deal and try to keep track of all the stuff and work with Steve there. He's got his hands full, no question right now.
Yeah, you're more than happy to get involved in that.
I'll say this, when maybe doing some of these things here, it certainly would free me up to get out and run the roads a little more than I've been able to.
Mr. Horn, you are more than happy to go out. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to put you in the truck to tell me.
Which I've had a pretty good run through the roads here in the last month or so, and pretty much know the ones that have problems. I'd like to really get a good list and kind of get together with you and maybe Steve and say, hey, here's where I think we need to get the guys out first, you know, or whatever. Kind of get a little assistance right there.
And one last update that I have is the heat in the shop out there is coming along great. Everything seems to be working out great.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Till our subcontractor come down with COVID, tested positive for COVID. So that's going to back us up a little bit. He's going through so many days that he has to be out and off and away from everybody. But I talked with him today, and I've told him that what we can do is when he's there, We just won't be in the shop. You know, we'll work, we'll make it work so we can get it done. So
it's amazing. It's been over a year just to get that done.
But I appreciate it. Good time. We're all going. It's been, it's like I was talking with Chief Smith today, just being able to have, and Steve's been out there and seen it, just being able to have the extra room in that shop to do what we need to do. We're in there the other, well, today, we's working on three trucks at one time. You couldn't do that in this one safely at all. So that's all I got.
I've got pretty good hopes of them. Hoping, you know, we have Tommy back on board again, you know, it's going to, should help immensely. Yes.
And this, that program right there that I just gave you the flyers on, that is one thing that Tommy will be spirit. It works perfect in for what he can do. I mean, it's something that, because we got to supervise him.
Yeah. And with our summer help, I'm hoping we'll get a lot done this summer. Yes.
We're doing the best we can.
Yep.
I know we are.
We need a motion for the road.
Mother Nature tamed down, we might get a lot more done. You know, I kind of like this mid-January, no snow. I love it.
We're going to get nailed.
We're going to get nailed this weekend.
We're going to get nailed.
Thanks, yeah.
No problem.
I will make a motion for the blacktopping of what's the road?
Well, we're going to be assessing. We're going to be figuring it out. I'm going to get with Mike.
You need a motion to accept.
Figure out exactly which one of the five.
Oh, accept his. Yeah. That's what we need?
Right. You need a motion to acknowledge, accept what they're going to do, and assess it and pick out the which one.
I'll entertain a motion.
Huh?
You want to make
go
that
ahead.
Motion?
Just make a motion.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay. Make
I'll make a motion to accept what Jim Stevenson presented to Blacktop and the report.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I'll let the board know exactly the direction we end up with.
Ralph, or it should be the vice chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do I have a second on the table?
No, I'm fine. I'm second.
Okay. All in favor? That's what I was waiting for. All right, roll call on this. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Only time I would.
Sure, if it's the same one. Same
okay.
All right, I got a question there, Cousin Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
All right, you know I gave you the videos.
Yes,
two right. Sets of
but
videos.
But you're just going out.
No.
First one,
normally,
the
that's how it normally
that's
works.
I'm not going to go into
either
that.
The county commissioners or any of them.
What I want to know is,
always the vice chair is the one that offers the first opportunity.
Saw y'all digging up by Walgreens.
That would have been, yes, that would have been back in August.
Yeah, and that's what started.
It's going to be a trickle effect because we
yeah.
had major blockage there, which
there.
Was flooding.
Right.
And now that we've opened that up, now we're working our way down.
Working your way down. Okay.
And I'm actually, maybe this might even help you too, is I'm working with county engineers right now, which we talked about, a large grant that will completely redo all the drainage down Hopkins.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, Don't lose the snuff in your back pocket. Your money got to go where it got to go. It ain't falling out the yard. Look here.
Yes.
One other thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you know how you came and cut the trees with the boys?
Yes.
Okay, and remember it was hanging over along the corner, not where you were at.
Line of sight.
I don't know if you noticed it, but I took a Ego trimmer with the long handle electric and got up and got everything that even thought like it was coming to the line of sight off.
I appreciate that.
Then I pulled it over to Forrest for you guys to come get, because I didn't want to interfere with your drain.
That's a good point.
But I'm saying to you, I released. Since you're such a busy ass guy,
is it this one or that one?
I release you from the responsibility of gathering up my limbs. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to go out and cut each one of them like I normally do, and then store them on the property. Because I am a botanist. I believe that, you know, all earth can be reused in some form or another.
You are more than welcome to do that, or we can come pick it up. That's fair. But you released me.
And I released you, and I also released you from. I also released you from any future leaves. You know how y'all come along, suck all of them up because these idiots throw them away without using them as fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So I released the township You don't ever have to come over. If you see me with some leaves outside my fence, that's right. And tell Tommy.
I'm going to bring Tommy down and let you tell Tommy.
And you know, if everybody in the township realized how busy, I mean, you look at your dirty ass clothes, you work like a dog. If everybody realized how busy, how difficult your job is, they would then try to help out as a neighbor to not just throw it all on the township.
Well, I so much appreciate the kind words.
I feel you, brother.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Anybody else?
He goes to gym.
Okay, I'm going to go.
All right. Moving on to, I have nothing. Mr. Fleshman, do you have anything?
Yes. We need to consider what time the meetings are going to be for next year. I would like to propose that we would move the meetings to, say, 6 o'clock, just for the staff that is here. Now, before, years ago, we've had them at 5:30, so that we're able to do it, but I don't know about the board's time frame and et cetera. But starting at 6:30, you know, I know a lot of our staff has been here all day long. I'm sure that makes a difference if we start a little bit earlier.
I'm perfectly fine with that. You want to make
Mr. Horn, would you be okay with 5:30?
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion that the calendar year of 2020 as the 2022 as set forward on the dates and scheduled, that the meetings will be starting at 5:30, starting at our next scheduled business meeting,
which will be the 27th.
The 27th. And if there's no further discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I thought you said 6.
Well, that's why I asked you 5:30, and you said yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 5:30 is better.
Five, because that's our original, what we originally did.
The problem is people that want to come, I don't know.
Does any fun have a problem with 5:30 as our starting date of a meeting?
I know the working people.
Well, here we are at 7, and those working people.
It's hard to get off at 5, and you work in Westerville and try to get here by 5:30.
Are you in Westerville?
Yes. I don't do 6. I think 6 is a good
Okay, so then we'll move at 6.
That's I think 6 would
okay.
be
Okay, if I can have a second.
So, I will second that.
6 o'clock, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so John made it, and then Leeser second. Turn.
Thank you for letting us know that, sir.
Yes. All right, roll.
We're here for you guys.
And I think you'll, John, I think you'll find
you
more.
Better not miss one.
That's right.
All right, roll call on this since we have an approved motion on the table. Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mister, you have anything else?
That's all I have.
Mr. Horn, do you have anything for us?
No, nothing particular. Just hope everybody good health, and we're trying to have as much fun as we can, come up with as much money as we can to try to do everything we can. I know we've got our issue with the police department right now. We still are trying to get a levy through, and we had a meeting the other day to try to get sorted out exactly what we're going to do. Did we make a decision on
it's
that?
It's coming up, sir.
Are we going to discuss that this evening?
It's coming up. It's coming up in next report.
Is that coming up next? Okay. Yeah, to kind of see. So everyone, just keep it in mind that we do have the police levy coming up again. So we're not going to try to give up until we get something through. We can't let our police department suffer and not have enough officers to try to keep our folks safe as possible. So at this point in time, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Fiscal Department, Mr. Dunn.
Yes, so I have a plethora of things on the agenda. Most of these will actually move pretty quickly, okay? The first one there, resolution to close the building department fund and for it to be absorbed into general fund. Ralph and John, you guys may recall that we talked about this in our budget meetings. There is no legal bounds for this fund to exist. So what's going to happen is that fund and any related expenditures business plan things, et cetera, are going to be moved into the general fund.
But we still have the building department.
Yes, we still have the building department, yes. But this is just from at the auditor's discretion and the fact that upon review, there is no legal balance for the fund itself to exist.
Roughly.
I believe last year was enrolled in the 60 grand, I think. So, but I can provide you some updated numbers once we go through with this.
So do you want to do these item by item?
Yes, they'll each be thought to be individual.
Do you want to do a resolution at each one as you go?
Yes.
Or do you at the end?
Well, I would prefer to do it just so I can get numbers for all of you guys too. Okay.
Are you following?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so I would like the board to adopt the closure of the building fund if they so choose.
I will make a resolution to close the building fund and move it into the general fund.
Effective.
And this will be effective, it would be effective dating back to January 1st.
Yeah. Effective January 1st.
So my bad.
Yep.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call on this. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, just trying to keep up with notes here. All right, next up is a resolution for revising the amount on blanket purchase orders. Now, previously the board, and I don't have the resolution number, actually it's on there, 21-070 to have purchase orders with up to 7,500 on there. Now that we have an administrator who can approve up to 10,000, I'm asking for the board to adjust that resolution to say that we can now have up to $10,000 on a blanket purchase order instead of $7,500.
I will make said resolution.
Okay, and I should have spoke for the record that the last resolution for the building fund was 2022-003, and this resolution for blanket POs will be 2022-004. And go ahead, Jim, I'm sorry.
I will make said resolution to raise the dollar amount that can be authorized onto a blanket purchase order.
Okay.
From 7,500 to 10,000, since we have Steve.
Okay. Not to exceed.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed, yes. That's okay. And I'm sorry, who's seconded?
Second.
Ralph? Okay. Roll call on this one, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, next up on the agenda, resolution for deposit policy. And again, we've not had this before, so some of these things are just at the recommendation of the state auditors, since we have not had these before. Basically, this says that cash that is received needs to be deposited the same day as much as possible, in a nutshell. And I have the full resolution. It's in your binders if you want to read the exact details. But either myself or Robin would have to take money to the bank. If it is less than $1,000, it could wait up to 3 days, but we're going to do our best in the fiscal part to ensure that it's deposited the same day that we receive it.
Discussion on that.
Mm-hmm.
Or statement. One of the things that we've seen over the years with this is, and we're seeing it now, if we don't do it as we recommend on a day-to-day basis, where we ran into issues before, we used to run it like a almost like a lemonade stand, is
sure.
A better lack of the words. Then when you have an issue where someone's paid something or something, if you do not have it logged day by day, it's very hard to go back, and we're seeing that with the auditors. So I commend you on saying that, hey, I want to be able to do this on a day-to-day basis, because for record-keeping purposes, it's easy to go back and keep track. So
it is. So,
Mr. Chairman,
I will make a resolution to do the deposits daily of the public cash taken in.
Yep.
When it's less than $1,000,
it can be up to 3 days.
It can stay in here up to 3 days.
But again, we're going to push to make sure that it's done that day or the next bit. Like if it comes in at 4:30, we may not have time to get it over there. So
we'll get a process. Yeah.
At the discretion of the fiscal department.
Yes, mm-hmm. at the discretion of the fiscal department.
Okay. With that, I'll ask for a second. Is there a second on the table?
Yeah. It'd probably be a little extra work on you, but yeah, if that's the way you want to do it, I'm okay with it.
It's better to have policies in place. Yep. Without due roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yep.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up is a resolution to advance money to the FEMA SAFER grant for the exhaust, and this will be coming out of the fire fund for now. So, and Arnold, do you have any updates on where we stand with the work being done on that before I move any
sure
move forward?
Just to be February some point to
okay
install those, and then we wouldn't be billed or invoiced for them until after the installation.
Okay, so basically what's going to happen is if the board so chooses, we will move $110,000 from the fire department to this fund for the diesel exhaust systems to be replaced at both fire stations, and then upon receipt, that money would then be, and it's not to, it's in the amount of $110,000, I should say.
Okay. Is that a not to exceed amount?
Correct.
Or, okay.
It won't go over that.
Okay. I will make, without any other discussion, I will make a resolution to move from the FEMA,
from the fire department,
fund over for the exhaust work in both stations in the amount of $110,000 from the FEMA fund.
Not to exceed
$110,000.
Yep. And it looks like right now we are going to move $100,000, but the grant was for $110,000, so that's where it's not going to exceed that.
Okay.
So. Okay. And that'll be resolution 2021-006. Sorry, 2022-006. Goodness.
Okay.
New year. Okay. Is there a second?
Yes.
Okay. All right, roll call on that one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up, I have a resolution for additional advancement to the SAFER grant. Chief Arnold, I know that we're having some issues with FEMA getting...
Excuse me, Chief. Chief?
Sorry.
Any updates on how FEMA's doing with, I know with our SAFER firefighters? I know that there was an issue with them. They haven't gotten...
I sent an email again today.
Okay.
They haven't updated our period of performance, is what they call it. And I've received no response. So at latest, it will be February 26th, I believe.
Okay. So what
and
we have here... Go ahead.
I inquired whether we would be able to be reimbursed for the three pays, or five pays, I think it is, five
mm-hmm.
pay periods, that they've already worked, or are we just going to have to work in arrear five, and I haven't got anything back.
Okay. All right, so this here is for the fiscal officer is authorized to advance up to an additional $100,000 from the fire levy fund to the SAFER grant fund at this time, due to the fact that we've not gotten the reimbursement from FEMA yet.
$100,000?
$100,000.
I will make a resolution to move from the fire levy fund to the SAFER
mm-hmm.
grant fund for the additional firefighters in the amount of $100,000, not to exceed that.
Go ahead. You need to make sure you know that it's in advance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it, this is to cover.
You just have to say in advance.
Just in advance. Yep. Okay.
Okay, second.
Okay. With that, that'll be resolution 2022-007. And we'll do roll call. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Next up, resolution for supplemental appropriations. Just so the board is aware, the camera work in the township is done. You'll see a couple new ones out here. There's several new ones on the exterior of the building. There's some at the front window for people coming in. So again, we just kind of continue to hold accountability and also some security. Also, our copier back here is kind of on its last leg, and if Nicole can provide some commentary on that if she wants. But there is that, and there is also a supplemental appropriation for other health expenditures. There is an exhibit in your resolution there, but essentially capital outlay for $16,500 and health and other expenditures for $1,400. And this would also, again, this will cover the cameras, a new copier. We're also looking at a new copier for business plans so we can scan those and keep those so we don't have to worry about anything getting lost in the event, or it just, again, just it's kind of nice to have things on a network drive as well. Sometimes it's easier to access versus digging through lots of things. Okay.
So we're just changing the appropriation of these funds?
Yes.
And the dollar amount of that?
The total dollar amount is $17,900.
I will make a resolution to change the appropriations of the funds of $17,500 to cover the cameras, the copier, and What else was there?
There was another scanner.
Another scanner coming in.
Yeah, make that an update.
Update.
Yes, to update, yes. Update or replace, yes, that's fine. All right.
Okay, is that what the dollar figure comes out to on those things?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We definitely need a copier and stuff, that's for sure. So.
And that one is definitely on its last leg.
Yes, and that'll be 2022-008. I heard Jim make the motion. Is there a second?
Ralph.
Or sorry, resolution, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Is there a second? Okay. Yep. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yep.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may take the floor for a moment.
Sure.
I want to make a comment on the cameras. It came across in one of the meetings, and at the time, Chairman Horn was chairman. We were about to move on that, and I commend Mr. Horn for having us check one more place and working with Nick Dunn. So we got the cameras and the copier still under budget compared to the price that we would have had for a company that we currently were using. Yeah. So that bid was coming in at $20,000. So that we got a lot more bang for a buck with that. And thanks to our fiscal officer, Mr. Dunn was able to handle everything, reach out to them, et cetera. With that said, I wanted to bring the board up to speed on these cameras. Right now, the cameras are recording as well as audio. We have the capability of audio on every camera. So what I would like to do is make a motion that during the work hours, there's no need for the audio to be on in here, but the video is recording and it constantly loops. Our outdoor cameras, I would like to see that we just leave the audio on. For whatever reason, someone's stealing something, they call out the guy's name, hey Bob, back here, or whatever, any of the audio that it would capture, even when people are doing the court exchange with their
children.
Yeah, with the children visitation they usually do out front, if it's recording.
And it has audio.
It has audio.
Oh, sorry.
So my motion would be that, as said, that we would, during the meetings, the audio is also on. During work time, the audio don't need to be on in here, recording what's going on. The video will cover it. But outside would be on just all the time. And if there's no further discussion, I just ask for a second on that.
And I will second that.
Okay. With that, roll call on this motion, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other discussion on that?
No.
Okay, we'll move along
then.
Thank
you for letting me jump in here.
Yep, no problem. Next up, I have a resolution approving existing 2021 then and now POs and checks. The issue with this, and there's an export in your folder, it is a little over $26,000. Some of this was, there were no POs on file. Some of this was, there were just a couple of unforeseen expenditures that somebody didn't see coming. Some of these was an oversight where they told us to close a PO, but then an invoice came in for it. We have a much better system in place now moving forward to where we've all had meetings with every department head about the expectations for POs. They can't purchase anything until I've given them a certification of funds, and that's how it'll work going forward. I think this will be best to, so you don't see this again. But again, I've worked with everybody, and we're just going to kind of start 2022 off with a clean slate. And, you know, if somebody accidentally does something wrong, we'll coach them on it, we'll make it right, and we'll go from there.
Are we going to do, you just want to do one blanket?
Just one resolution approving all of the then and nows that are there.
I will make a resolution.
And obligations.
And obligations, yes.
I will make a motion to...
Resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I will make a resolution to cover the obligations of these then and nows dating back...
It'll be dating back to January 3rd.
January 3rd to current. In the amount of $26,766.14.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. And that'll be 2022-009. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. The next one here, Steve, this is, I know Julie said we don't have to, but I'm going to move forward with it anyway.
Okay.
Okay. In reading the Otarman magazine, and I believe most of the board, if not all the board, gets this,
There's always an update from the fiscal department, and I want to give credit to Robin Watkins for bringing this to my attention. We have not done a resolution for elected officials to participate in the benefits plan, and referring to Ohio Revised Code 505.60. So I'm asking for the board to make a resolution allowing elected officials to participate in the benefits plan, and this would cover, because I don't know if you guys did one when Ari came in, I'm not sure. From what the sounds of it, there wasn't. So
this will be the first time ever.
Yes, and again, this is just something out of the Otarma magazine. So if you guys want copies of it, I'd be more than glad to.
No. Yeah. My question is, so do we want to just make a blanket one for 2022, all elected officials?
Yes.
And this that will be something better than just putting
yes.
one.
Yes, yeah. And that's fine. And this will be something that at the end of every year, for the following year,
correct.
We will do going forward.
Correct.
So, and again, I want to give her credit to Robin because she pointed this out. I had no idea. For those of you that are not familiar,
it is familiar, an expenditure, so it does
is.
Take a resolution.
It does. And just for the public knows, if you're ever interested in anything revolving how townships run, fiscal officer duties, I would venture you to kind of dive into the Ohio Revised Code. There's a lot of literature. So maybe if you're just kind of bored and, you know, maybe this weekend while it's snowing, you could read it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, okay?
Or if you can't sleep.
Yeah, there you go. If you can't sleep, okay?
When's our next scheduled meeting? There'll be a pop quiz on.
Yeah.
I need accommodations.
Yeah. That's fine. No, that's perfectly fine. So
I will make a resolution to cover all elected officials to participate in the benefit plan to be under the Ohio, referring to the Ohio Revised Code 505.60. Yes, sir. For the period of 2022.
Thank you.
That'd be commencing today or this.
It'll be covering all 2022,
first of
yes.
First year of 2022, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Second on that, and then I'm just real quick for the record, just going to identify that the elected officials here are Trustee Ralph Horn, Trustee Jim Leeser, Trustee John Fleshman, and myself. And that'll be 2022-010. And again, that's only for elected officials. Well, at least for this particular piece. So roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you. And then the last thing that I have, at least from my update, we discussed, as Ralph said, we had a special meeting on Tuesday to discuss the police levy and in terms of what we wanted to do going forward. Just so the public is aware, there is a current 4.1 mil levy that is set to expire. The current effective rate on that, just due to overall property valuation changes, is at 2.9. So with that said, in discussion with Chief Smith earlier, and just want to kind of make sure we're bringing things up correctly. There was a discussion on Tuesday about a 9.3 mil. After discussion with Chief, he does not want to move forward with that one. Talked with Jeff as well. And again, I learned a lot from Jeff, understanding how how millage works and things of that nature. But Chief, you're wanting to go with 7.3 as a permanent levy, correct?
Yeah, that would give us, I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but 11.
11 full-time and 8 part-time.
And it would, the effective rate would be with inflation guesstimated about 7 years, if not a little more. It depends on inflation.
And then if I may address the
yeah,
answer.
Absolutely.
If we, even by dropping down a couple officers and then picking up the part-time, it helps alleviate the cost. When there is a open spot, we already have a part-timer that is trained and know, and they can move up. 8 years ago, we were not able to do that, and we were in a worse situation than what we were before. And when we have these hard times and hard situations, it just means good things are happening. Some people look at it in the wrong way. When you have tough times, it's like a stone you pick out of the river. The waters ran over it so long and so hard, it smooths it out. If we had everything smooth, we wouldn't know how to handle crises. With that said, we can always, as a board, once we're working on a JED, I know Steve and I are working on that, and we're close to finishing that. Monies that would come in for that, the board would be able to then say, you know what, we have a need, we'd like to have another person on full time. We can allocate monies that come into the general fund from that to pay for that additional officer. So that would not bind us to be able to grow later. there's always different options of ways that we are currently looking to be able to find additional fundings without asking the public to pay a higher 9 point versus a 7 point. So that's all I have, sir.
And the only thing I want to clarify on that, and this is just because I know that there was a lot of confusion and a lot of miscommunication from the last levy that we tried in November and so on and so forth. You can go onto the county levy estimator site, and anybody can do this. Okay, I've checked my parcel, the board could check their parcels, you guys could all check yours for what you're currently paying on the current time levy. Okay, so you can kind of do some math a little bit, okay? Yeah. So you're going to go from an effective rate of 2.9, that one would go away, and if this were to be passed, to be replaced with a 7.3 mil. So from 2.9 to 7.3, a little more than double, roughly, I guess, or two, maybe 2.5. So you can look at that line, and if you need some help, I would be more than glad to help you. So if you want to stay after, we can look at it.
We can do it right here.
I'd be more than glad to help you. So we can kind of get a rough idea, and again, I just know that, and Chief and I talked, one of the reasons that maybe there have been some issues is just, again, continued not understanding how the millage works and how the money works. So, Chief, is there anything else you want to add on that?
No, and after discussions on the 9.3 mil levy, we're trying to save the taxpayers as much as we can, so we're going to streamline it just a little bit more. And maybe the economic terms will change, and we can go from there.
And so with that said, a resolution has to be filed with county auditor before February 2nd. So now I'm going to turn it over to the board for any further discussion. Do we want to move forward with this? Do we want to take a little more time to look into things and schedule another special meeting? What does the board want to do?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, we've had a knock down the horse and beat it 100 times for 2 hours on the meeting. My suggestion is that we would go by staff recommendation of our chief and go with the millage that he is presenting to the board today as the best and clearest option for Franklin Township.
I agree. You want to make that a resolution?
You would do
that. I can do that.
Yeah.
I will make it a resolution. Rock, you have anything?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. See, we still haven't gotten anything to the prosecutor yet or the county auditors yet and so forth.
This would be a resolution to send to the county auditor to get numbers back. So when these numbers come back, if we feel that it's a little off, or Jeff and I and the chief look at it.
We can go ahead and work on them. So.
Yeah, and the numbers
so this is
a target plan.
A resolution to send to the
yes.
auditor.
Okay. Yes,
and
to the county auditor.
7.3
mil continuing, yep. Otherwise known as permanent levy.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So I'll let you continue if there's no discussion, Jim.
I will make a resolution to put a 7.3 mil to the state auditor.
County auditor.
County auditor.
County auditor. Yeah.
To put a 7.3 mil police levy.
Replacement
continuing levy on.
Okay.
The May, I want to say it's third.
I'm going to say it's the May 22 election.
Okay, May 22 election.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. All right, without due roll call here, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yep.
And John?
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to take 1 second and say one thing about the police. I know Byron, he catches a lot of slack, but I do know that he's been working diligently on finding ways to keep as many officers as possible on the streets. And I commend him for that. And there's a reason why other departments want our guys, because we've got some of the best police officers in Central Ohio. So I commend him for his leadership there.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Please. Yes.
I'd like to address the residents of Franklin Township. About 10 years ago or so, a previous administration decided to do something called a time levy. Mm-hmm. What the time levy does is, in 5 years, if it doesn't pass, you're renewing it, immediately your service stops. we get into a situation in which we're in now. I've been, as a representative of you, I'm opposed to it because how do I run a township when I don't know what my monies are going to be and when they suddenly get cut off? It's no different than if you lost your job tomorrow and you get no unemployment. You still have your monthly expenses to live. We still have our expenses to keep the public safe. So what a permanent levy does is it does just that. Once you have that permanent levy, we don't have to keep coming back and they say, you keep putting more on and more on. It's a bad stain that makes it seem as if we're asking more and more and more. All we're trying to do is stay alive. All of us in this room probably have received from either someone outside the township, in the township, whoever knows, literature in the mail that is false. It's not factual. I think the people in this room know more what's going on than someone that writes the letters and send them out. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to be able to talk with Nick to actually see how does it affect you and your household. And he will show you exactly, and this is factual, what comes around in the paper in letters that someone don't even put a return address or sign. It only does damage to people in our township, hypothetically. Could it be someone that wants to do bad business in the township, and if we don't have police, they can run their little business of doing whatever, and we can't catch them? So I can't say it's one individual that has an agenda. I can say it could be a person's, because let's face it, if we don't have a full staff, we have the highest overdose, we have the drugs, we have this. If we don't have our police, it's almost like free reign. So, sir, thank you, and I turn it back to you.
Real quick, I just wanted to make a comment that if anybody does want to stay after and talk to me, the numbers I give you will be estimates. Once we've gotten the numbers back from the county, certified, and the board officially, and certified, and once the board officially decides to put it on the ballot, you will then see on the actual website itself what it will actually be. I can give you estimates, but don't take them as 100% this is what would happen. Just wanted to say that for the record.
They'll be pretty close. Yeah. It's just to be able to say, in language, we can't say it's certified until we certify it.
Okay. And
I commend you guys for being here, because you obviously care about the township. Taking time, and those on Zoom, taking the time to be here in a meeting, and if we can help you in any way, answer any questions, we're here for you. But most of all, if you're talking to somebody outside of here and they don't understand, let them know that we're here. Because many times people don't reach out to us and they believe what they get, like John said, what they get in the mail, all the false statements, because people have other agendas. Nick, do you have anything else? Sorry.
That is all that I have.
Just 1 second.
Yeah.
May 3rd,
okay. And that the election is May 3rd. Thank you. With that, does anybody have any questions for me? If anybody wants to stay after and talk, I'm here. Okay. And with that, I'll turn it back over to the board. I don't have anything else.
All right. With that, we will move to the administrator, Mr. Mazur.
Thank you, Chairman.
Looks like you have a few things for us.
We'll go quick. I promise. I have a resolution authorizing the township administrator to extend the current Teamsters 413 contract at least until March 31st, 2022.
For who?
Teamsters 413.
Okay.
Like I asked, if we could extend it at least to March 31st, 2022, I'm hoping to have the negotiations completed far sooner than that. But I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Board have any questions? I will make a resolution to extend the Teamsters 413 contract to March 31st,
2022.
As written.
Well, I'm hoping that will give us enough time that we can solidify the contract.
I thought they wanted to work on it on the January the 20th.
We have a meeting with them January 20th.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, we do.
This just gives us more time to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's
yeah.
fine.
It's an extension.
It's an extension of the already extended, correct?
Right, right.
Yep.
Yeah, we had a 30-day extension, mm-hmm. is what we had, yeah.
So, we're waiting for you to.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. For a second.
Yeah, okay, this will
he
be.
Just seconded.
Okay, this will be resolution 2022-012. Roll call, Jim.
Yeah.
Ralph.
Yeah.
John.
Yes.
Thank you. Steve?
A couple things, real quick. One, I want to commend the township's administrative assistant, Nicole Randazzo. I don't know if you noticed, we had a big trailer out in the parking lot. Full of old documentation. Some of it needed to be destroyed. Some of it needed to be archived. Some of it needed to be maintained. And over how many months, Nicole, did you go in and out of that dumpster? Rain, snow, whatever.
There's
no snow. We had one snow. It was miserable.
She walked uphill both ways that day.
It was about a month or so.
But. Yeah, I mean, that was a huge help.
It was
yeah.
uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways.
100%.
Yeah. But she got through that trailer, and I think we're in good shape now. There's just a few things she needs to do, but we have orderly files. We have orderly files. Well, we have, before they were just in boxes. So. And on top of that, if you're not aware, our internet went down yesterday. Staff here was phenomenal. We were told it would be 2 days until we could have internet. Well, staff, in a matter of what, an hour, you had any computers that weren't on internet running on internet, and we came in this morning and basically we were ready to go. So we were lucky that it wasn't 2 days; it was maybe 8-10 hours
tonight.
So,
yeah,
that's commendable. That was commendable.
I do want to elaborate on that for just one second, just so the board is aware. There is an old server in the server room dating back to 2013. What had happened was the hard drive went bad in it, and we had a couple of them in there. So right now, and the hard drives are under warranty, so that's at no cost. However, the server itself is going to need to be looked at being upgraded so that we don't have this problem again.
Yeah, sure.
We continued with that server. There have been some lags with internet from time to time here. I know Chief Smith can attest to that sometimes over in the police modular. There have been some slowdowns there, so there may be potential. And we're going to talk with Revolution Group, on the 27th of January, prior to our meeting. If one of the trustees wants to hop on that with us, and I believe Arnold and Smith are with me on that too. If one of you wants to come in and just to kind of discuss that, we'll look at that. But just wanted to make the board aware that there may be some additional costs coming up to get that replaced. It also would help with just overall performance.
I would recommend that the vice chairman would be able to come in. He's close by and sit in that.
Get what? Can you come in and meet with the Revolution Group on the 27th?
I believe that's the date. I'll get the correct date.
Because if it's the 27th, I'll be in.
I think you'll be in meetings too.
If they're talking about IT work, I'm not a good candidate to listen to.
Ralph, I'm with you. That's why I left it up to you.
Okay.
Well. Nicole, have your back.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make a comment to the board on that.
Nicole and Nick will back me up.
Depending on the cost, there could be an additional supplemental appropriation. We'll just wait and see what resolution
gets. I think, Nicole, if I may, Nicole.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, to give an example, for instance, I forget exactly what the latest speed is out on that. Like they may even be i9 processors out now. When we go to update that, one of the biggest things that Revolution Group is notorious on doing, and they did it on the computers, they give us a good deal on the i4s. Well, the i4 is old. We wanted to go with a processor, at least an i6. And that's what I did with this, our administrators, when Mark was getting at us. I said, no, don't take that. And we ended up going somewhere else and getting a laptop, the latest version, because of the... you're going to grow into it, the speed. So what we're running into with the distance to the modular, we're looking at something that's probably an i3 from 2016.
Right. The hard drive?
Yeah, the hard drive itself.
Sorry, the problem with that is that, and I asked him the other day, he doesn't know, because those processors come on a solid
drive. Solid drive, yeah.
So he doesn't know if SSDs expand to the terabyte that would be recommended.
Correct. So what we would need to want to make sure that we do is that it's capable at least to a 0.5 versus a 0.2 gigahertz.
Oh, right.
We want to make sure that we're the highest gigabytes that we can get, because it's just like your phone. If you have Wi-Fi at home or something,
yep,
the 0.5, it works faster than the 0.2. So if you just keep in mind what they're selling us is what they want to clear off the shelf, not necessarily the latest. For a cup of coffee more, we could have got the latest technology.
I'm frugal, but I want the best of everything. So yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. That's all I have, Steve.
To add
on what you were commenting.
What I want to do is Chief Arnold, he'd like to go over his updated MOU now that he is the new chief of the township. And then when Chief's done, then Mr. Stevens has his updated MOU as well. So Chief?
Yeah, I emailed the latest contract. It's basically the same one as I had as assistant chief. It's just everywhere it said assistant chief. It now says fire chief. As you know, Jimmy's last day is the 17th, so this would take effect on the 18th. And then I took out, based on advice from the auditor, any reference
to the
union in accordance to pay.
Right.
I left in the reference to that contract for FMLA time and for health insurance, because they're huge articles.
That was one of the questions that because that's why I was asking. Like, I saw that change, and I'm like, good, I saw it. So
I reviewed it and it looks.
So this is.
It looks fine.
This is a copy.
We all received that in an email. I looked through it.
It's the exact same one. It's just for signatures on the back. I think there's two pages worth of signatures.
I've read that.
Need to adopt the resolution. I just want to make note there are no monetary changes right now to this pay or anything like that.
No. Same as
the
one.
Thank
you guys.
The MOU, yeah. I will make a motion to accept the MOU as written on, what is the date on that, is it one?
17th.
It's to take effect the 18th.
It's take effect on the 18th of
January.
January 18th of 2022. Any further questions? I will take a second.
Well, that's the first I've seen it, so I haven't
read
it. So, we don't have another meeting.
No, sir.
So probably we'll maybe need to table it for a meeting.
Okay.
We would need to move on it because.
Mr. Horn, if it pleases the board, I know myself have read it, went through it, and I went through it with Steve. And I can tell you that even with the auditor, it passed the auditor's smells test.
Okay. Yep. And I have read it and
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and vote to approve it, subject to the recommendation of you gentlemen and the auditor there. Okay.
All right. So we have a second on the table. Roll call, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes,
John.
Those conditions.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Stevens?
Jim?
As to like what Chief Arnold just expressed, we were asked to take our MOUs and reconfigure them and separate ourselves from the collective bargaining, which I had done my MOU, I think, back in October, November, or November.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as I was doing it, I overlooked personal days in the MOU, as per which everybody gets. So I was just asking to make an amendment to the MOU to allow for 3 personal days for a year. Part of it. The other one would be because as a salaried employee, we don't get, you know, overtime, and I do spend a lot of time in here after hours, and we use it as a flex time to be able to use
you know, when need be, and I'd like to see if there's a possibility that I could carry over 20 hours from year to year just to cover. I know that I just, at the end of this year, I had a total of 100, and I think it was 136 hours or 139 hours of flex time that I gave back to the township.
So my question would be, if I may, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Have we ran this past the auditor about carrying over from 2021 to, I'm going to use, oh, we'll do it this way, from 2022 to 2023, when you're carrying over 20 some hours or anything covering over, because I know when I was going over with Chief situation sitting here, the auditor had, I don't know what he was trying to explain to us, but I think that's something that we need to make sure that the auditor's okay, because you're taking monies or that was earned, or privilege that was earned in 2022 and carrying that to 2023.
I'll be more happy.
I'm okay with it, but I want to make sure that we're not going to, because what's going to happen is going to penalize you, and it's going to come back and.
I'll be more than happy to table that part of it. The part that I heard before is it was a board decision.
Right, but so I just want to make sure.
I'm fine with that.
And I think Nick would be able to assist in that, sir. Would that be?
I can certainly try to on my next day here, yep.
Yeah, I mean, as far as if you see the auditor, so that we.
Yeah, if it's something that can't be done, I'll live with it.
So here's what I'd like to propose, and this, if I may, sir.
Go ahead.
I would like to make a resolution accepting the MOU as written by Jim Stevens. Mm-hmm. Or for Jim Stevens, based upon the approval of the auditor as stated forward.
On the flex time.
On the flex time. If there's no further question on that, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Before that, what are we doing in regards to the three personal days?
The three personal
days.
That
was in his original MOU, and he forgot.
Well, as I said, as stated, it's going to be in there.
Okay.
We're accepting it at face value.
Okay.
Doing a revision to that. To that resolution.
As long, okay. As long as, yeah, and I will second that.
That way we don't have to have another meeting on it.
Okay.
Yeah, less meetings is good.
Okay, and that resolution would be 2022-013. I'm sorry, who made that and who seconded?
I made the resolution.
And then Jim seconded. Okay, perfect. Roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And John?
Yes.
Thank you.
I just have a couple more resolutions, Nick.
A couple?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I have a resolution 2022-001. It's a resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator from December 2nd, 2021 through December 31st, 2021.
Give me those dates one more time.
December 2nd. 2021 through December 31st, 2021.
Sir, did we not pass that already?
I don't think we did in the last meeting.
Okay.
And plus, we haven't had one since the 16th, so okay. This also covers the rest of that, just in case we
didn't. I stand corrected.
Okay. And this is for the purchase orders of not to exceed $10,000 that
yes.
The administrator has the
yes.
ability to approve.
I will make a resolution to approve the purchase orders dated 12/2/21 through 12/31/21, not
yes,
to
sir.
Exceed
not to exceed $10,000.
Not to exceed $10,000
on each one.
Okay.
Collectively.
Is there a second?
John, do you have
it? Did you second?
No.
Did you want me to second?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call on this one. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Ralph, it was basically cleaning up.
Got one more?
One more.
Okay.
Resolution 2022-002, resolution approving obligations authorized by the Township Administrator for the period of January 1, 2022 through January 13, 2022. And again, not to exceed my authorization of $10,000.
On each one.
On each one.
Yep.
I will make a resolution to accept the purchase orders approved by Mr. Mazur, not to exceed $10,000 on each one for the period of January 1 through 2022 through January 13th of 2022.
Did you say as presented?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry with this mask.
No, it's okay.
Is there a second on the table?
Johnny, I'll second
that. Chairman, are you going to? Could, normally, you would second it unless
well,
you don't
I'll
agree
go.
That
well,
I would second
it. I'm a little bit unclear about it, but I'll go ahead and second.
All right, roll call. Jim?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yeah.
And John?
Yes.
Thanks.
And that concludes my report.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mazur. I believe we have...
Could I address the board?
Yes.
Just very quickly, one thing I forgot to mention. As you know, I'm the representative for Franklin Township on the MORPSI, the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission. And because our population topped 10,000, we have an opportunity to add a second representative from Franklin Township. And Steve has volunteered and showed interest.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could just make a motion to allow Steve and myself to be the representatives for Franklin Township on MORPSI's board.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'd like to make a resolution number. Excuse me. I'd like to make a motion motion to allow our Chief Arnold as well as our administrator. Almost said Potts, but it did not come out. Mazur. To sit on the board with the Ohio MORPSI, which is the Ohio
Mid-Ohio
Regional Planning Committee.
Thank you. Effect for the 2022 season.
I will second.
Okay. Motion. And with that roll call, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Nick, I have possibly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people.
You want to do Zoom first or do you want to do audience first?
Mr. Chairman, my question is, I personally feel that we should always go to the tablet first for the people that are here in person, then go to the Zoom.
That's what I was going to do. Charlena Combs, is that correct?
That's me.
Yep.
I'm glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
I don't see your full face, but I'm glad to meet you.
We've talked a couple of times, I believe.
I've never seen you before. I can't remember seeing you.
Yeah, I've been here a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah, quite a few times, actually.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My friend and my brother and I have been coming here for quite a few years.
I spent a lot of time listening on the phone. But it's an honor to represent the residents of Franklin Township.
Well, I have I kind of got a little beef.
Sure.
I do believe that when a person is new as a representative like you are,
mm-hmm.
you should not hold the position of a chairman. I mean, that is my opinion.
You're entitled to your opinion.
That's right. And I'm standing up and telling that.
Okay.
But you did a good job tonight. I've been watching you very carefully. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I still feel like that you're new and other people need to move in and take that place and then you get to be chairman the following year or whatever. That is just my beef.
And you're entitled to it now.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted you to know that.
Okay. That's fair.
I don't think it's a fair thing. I really don't think it's a fair thing. But I did both for you.
I appreciate that.
I sure as hell didn't want the other one in. So,
I appreciate that. I appreciate your opinion. And
good luck and welcome.
Thank you. Chip Tate. Mr. Tate.
Just call me Chip.
Just call you Chip.
Chip off the old block.
I just want to appreciate, to tell you guys the appreciation I have for you guys for keeping us informed, letting us know what's coming up ahead, and telling us about it. I want to thank the police, the fire, and the road without you, but I really want to thank this young lady right here.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst all her work here, she's been working with my wife and I have an issue, and I like some input. We have a neighbor that lives beside Bob.
Which he is, give me an idea.
On Rosemont Avenue.
Okay, catch up.
Okay,
this guy is a pack rat. His whole garage is full of crap that he gathers up, shoves in there. He has a shed full of beer cans. Over the summer, outside his house, I seen rats. Told him about it. He told Bob that I was lying about it. We have a new neighbor in between Bob and I that just remodeled that house. His house is infested with rats. Mm-hmm. And they are getting into my garage. Mm-hmm. They are going in Bob's yard. They're going on the other side. And the guy that's the pack rat is living in the middle of the block. Nicole has sent or submitted to the Franklin County Health Department. Well, they came back stating that they seen the beer cans and bags ready for recycle, but they have been out there for five freaking years. The stuff on his trailer is covered with tarps. They go out in the middle of the day. Everybody knows raccoons, possums, rats, mice are nocturnal. I just gave Nicole video so she can forward on to the...
I'm going to resend it to Jeannie because she said that she's going to loop in the vector control team, see if there's anything they can do. But I sent the videos to myself and I'm going to forward them on, and maybe that visual evidence will escalate it.
Because it looks like a little, you know, the race slot car tracks?
Yeah.
That's what his backyard looks like.
Mm.
I mean, they're dug in. Mm. And they're getting in my garage. They dug through my concrete in my garage. And it's an infestation.
So if I may address, did you have any more? Because
No, okay, that's it. Yeah.
No, stay up here. Because we give you 3 minutes to tell us everything you want. Whatever time we take, it doesn't matter, unless you got dinner tonight.
Oh, man, we're ready.
So I have a solution for this. As you probably have heard, you work with Nicole, our hands get tied a lot.
Exactly.
There's a way around this. Come in November, come this summer, I want to work with different pockets of people in the area because I hear this with a lot of different situations. We can do something that is puts us as called home rule. And if we put it on the ballot one time, and people thought, oh, it gives the trustees way too much power. My gutter's hanging off. They can make me put it up and et cetera.
Yeah.
Untrue. What home rule does is basically we cannot make new rules. We cannot, we have to act on only rules that are there. But what it does is it becomes our own agency where we can go out and enforce it instead of waiting for someone from the county or for us to call and report it because they've got all their issues too.
Right.
By the time they get to us, it could be a year later, hypothetically. So I would love to see the township be, Prairie Township has it. And actually, this board can vote in one and be home rule. But I don't want to do that because in talking to other people, it has to be a unanimous vote, three people. Once we're over we got our census back, we have the right amount of people that we can enact and become our own home rule. But one person said to me at a monthly meeting, the neighborhood block watch, well, sir, that would be taking away my vote. And he's absolutely right. And I never thought about that. So what I want to try to do is educate the people, hold meetings, get people that are willing to volunteer and help pass out information. Let us get someone in here that explains every bit of what it means inside and out to be home rule so that there's none of this fake information that goes out. Right. And a lot of us spend time in our area educating our residents. And once we become home rule, we would be able to enact. I'll give you an example. If someone has a car sitting in their front yard, my dad used to say, if you have two cars in your front yard jacked up, you're a prosperous hillbilly.
So if you have cars, jump. He's rich.
And he's got a van.
So what? Here's the way that I perceive that would look. The police would end up going out, notifying them, stick her in the vehicle. Mm-hmm. If it's not moved within whatever the law says, we have a towing agency that comes in and tows it. End of story. Gone.
Right.
Is that there a rule for that now, though, that you can't leave a car parked with no tags on it? It's been sitting there
exactly
for 5 years.
Well, I mean, Chief, can you address how this works?
About that? Well, there is, but it goes to our county zoning. It's called a nuisance vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
What they'll do is I know. They'll send them a notice. They got to wait like 27 days.
Right.
And it eventually goes to the prosecutor.
Yeah.
But according to county zoning, the prosecutor's office isn't overly concerned.
Yeah,
because
you sent it to me, and then I sent it to Patrick, and then Patrick takes care of it
We cut out the middleman So if we cut out the middleman, we would be able to enforce what's on the books.
See, I'm willing.
You're going to come to the issue.
I'm here to be a solution. I'm right here to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate
and you
that.
You guys are helping.
Well, my goal is to put this on the ballot for November to be voted on.
Yeah. And that's a good idea. The bad thing is, where this guy lives, the other people that live beside them, they're getting rats in on the left side. Well, the house is no better on the right side of them. So,
right.
But, you know, there's seven houses on the block, and this guy's is right in the middle of the block. At any given time, you walk out there, there's 10 rats out there.
Yeah, they'll spread.
Well, they're not afraid. They'll come out if you're standing there.
They'll spread out all over the neighborhood. Sure.
Nicole?
No, it's fine. It's all relevant to the same thing. I was just going to say, so the board has the ability to right now implement home rule?
No, yes. Yes, we do.
But you want to put it on the ballot instead. So what if it is not passed at that point?
If it's not passed at that point,
in your opinion, what's the recourse of the board?
It has to take all of us to agree. If it doesn't pass, I guess I would have to understand why it didn't pass. If there's literature that's going out that's fake and false, then I would be saying, okay, that's the reason, then yes. If we educate and we go around and people just say no, I have to kind of listen to what the majority of the people say.
Right.
But anyone that, I think that there's more good, I shouldn't use the word good. There are residents that like to keep their place up and live in a clean place.
Mm-hmm. And
versus the people that are the problems.
And
majority of the people that we will say these problems aren't even voters.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're the ones that are going to say, oh, I don't know, I don't like it. I don't want someone to tell me how to live. Then take a shower, clean up your place, and be presentable.
And that's the sad thing.
That probably will prompt them to go vote to ensure the fact that you can't.
Right. But again, we outweigh the people in this township that want to keep their property, their neighborhoods up, are way outweigh the fact that how many people that this would affect. The people that this would affect is going to be very upset. But the people that, like us, that's going to vote for it, it's like, does yes mean yes?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're ready to vote now. But to invoke that right now, just for me, I'm speaking to me, I was ready to invoke that. And I wanted to do that in this meeting today. But when I went to a Block Watch meeting and I was explaining it, because just like I'm explaining to you, one person said, excuse me, Trustee Fleshman, you realize that would take away my vote. Now, I'm for it, but you're taking away my vote. And I'm like, they've got a very valid point.
Exactly.
One last question on it. Didn't they get to vote last year on it?
No, it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago, okay.
And there was a lot of misinformation given.
We had one time.
For home rule, not home rule.
Yeah.
No, we had home rule on once, and then we had township wide on.
Well, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, he keeps his appearance in front of his house really clean.
But what this would end up doing, like if you go through Prairie Township, people always say, well, we're not Prairie.
And I hear this all the time when people, you know, call me up because the neighbor's complaining about them. So they I don't know why they throw a dart, but they call me and I tell them, I'm like, they're like, I don't want to be told how to live. And I'm like, well, then maybe find another place that, you know, go out to West Jeff or somewhere. I don't know. You know, I mean, but Prairie Township doesn't have that problem because, I mean, they may have issues, but once that was implemented, it's not like something that is going to be a new role where we're going to be breathing down your back. It just gives us an agency to be able to come to us today, we work on it tomorrow.
So I was just wondering about you, if you happen to go down that alley, if you can say, hey, man, I've seen, you know, I'm not saying lie, but I'm just saying, because there's raccoons.
The rat's this big.
There is.
We have seen it in. To segue into what you're talking about, right now we've got that our department works on is the House Bill 505, 86, and 87, which allows us with household trash, and if it's something that's sitting in a right-of-way only, home rule would open this up to where when we would be able to see that, then we could be able to go through our House Bill, I call it House Bill 50, we go through our House Bill 50, send a letter, giving them so many days to clean it up, or then we come in and clean up and then charge me.
And if you know the property, I mean, that shed back there.
It's bad.
There's groundhog holes. There's groundhog holes.
Hey, Jim.
Like a hotel.
Mark just texted me and said they just killed one climbing up the bird feeder behind his house.
And the bird feeder's right there at their porch.
Well, this is something that I definitely want to work on, and I'm going to, in the different areas of the township, the north, the different, I want to get with you guys to, and then all of us come together.
Sure.
We'll be educated, we'll go out into our communities, and we start that, like, in, say, August, to start talking to people to be able to get it on the ballot and let people know exactly what this would mean. This doesn't mean that we're going to be Big Brother watching over you, because we can't change or make new laws. Only thing we can do is enforce it when you come to us.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, and that's a good idea, but what can we do now?
So now the only thing we can do is the talents of Nicole.
Yep.
Nicole is working herself fearlessly to try to do something.
Because I had an MRI today, because I got a bad back, but I was up on my roof.
Monday? They chased you all the way up there?
No, so I can get a shot, a clear shot video, so I can send it to her. But I appreciate everything you guys do.
No problem. Really do. Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to working on this.
Yeah, and we want to help you guys.
Yes,
we
thank you.
You guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ho.
Okay. Now, anybody wants to leave because they've been here too long waiting, you might as well leave now because I'm pretty long-winded.
You have 3 minutes.
Yeah, I know that. I saw everybody else get their 3 minutes, too. And the clock don't even work. It works now. These are envelopes. These are envelopes that are going to other folks. Upstream of one particular fellow, and starting with the director and working on the way down to the supervisors. But these letters are because of one trustee. These letters, I'm just showing you that, boy, am I stupid. These letters are these right here, which I'm going to pass out to Andy Griffith here. And the most important person in this whole room LT Ratliff is not here, because he was there and he saw it. Jim, I voted for you. Mm-hmm. You're uglier than your picture was.
Photoshop?
Huh?
Oh,
well, yeah, it was Photoshop.
Glamour shot.
Much
you took it.
You look prettier than, yeah, I took it.
Now, Well, the peanut gallery, that's a legal term. That's a legal term for anybody that don't cross the bar and sitting here watching. I can make copies of this for anybody that wants to see it. I have right now 11 copies for 11 different offices. A problem originated with one person who decided to retaliate when I called him Santa Claus and said he talked too much. And I said he needs to retire. So he retaliated. He contacted somebody in two different departments, and they came out to my house and tried to start a bunch of bullshit, really, is what it amounts to. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm digging a hole between me and my house, my mother's house, which I paid her mortgage off when I came down here from Alaska, my wife and I were senior citizens. We used our retirement to pay my mother's house off because she had black mold in the basement. All of that is in this conversation right here. So I had to dig a hole 20 foot long, 4 foot wide, and 6 foot deep. You know that every now and then there are those rains that only once in a year comes, and I mean, you better pull your pants up because you're going to be walking in rain. Mm-hmm. So I had to dig this long hole between me and this derelict house that has been derelict for 30 years just to get the rainwater to not go to the back of my foundation anymore and causing my cinder blocks to break, to cave in, and created the black mold in the basement that my mama, 90 years old now, but 86 years old when I got involved in Alaska, was getting black mold. So I put mama in that, you know, the senior citizen's place up there on Wilson Road between Broad Street and Sullivan?
Yeah, I don't know where it's at.
I put mama in that. Then I took over her house. I bought it. Took it over. Now, out of the people that were here that heard me say the things I thought I needed to say, and I say whatever I want to say whenever I want to say. And if you don't like it, then just shut your ears and look another way. Those first letters are going to other people. But the guy that started this is getting the same kind of information that everybody else got.
You're well, chief.
Okay.
Chief's already got one.
Chief doesn't want it.
I understand you're frustrated.
I'm not frustrated.
Do not throw anything.
I'm not frustrated. He threw something at me. He called two different agencies because he didn't like what I said to him, and they came out to try and convict me of theft on my property. It's all in here. That didn't happen.
Okay.
And now he's used his power as a trustee to contact other city or township or county employees to attack because he wants to attack. He didn't like the fact that I talked to him.
My condition.
You weren't here,
Mr. Ho.
This is what this gentleman was talking about. Condition your properties in had to have.
This is not an accurate portrait of events. Yes, Mr. Horn asked me to ask to look into an address on November 2nd. You're correct. It was not in retaliation to you calling him Santa Claus or to you being disrespectful to him that day, because that day didn't happen until 2 days later.
That's
you
right.
called him Santa Claus after
right.
this happened. But your paper says that he told a worker, that's me, to contact Patrick Young to find something on my property. He has, because of retribution, because I
We're
called him.
By Parkinson.
Okay.
Yes. Look. Right here.
Nicole.
What said to him.
It's a moot point.
It's a moot point right
later.
Now.
Well,
but I will not, as a chairman.
I also
want
to say there's only one other person in this entire building that knew of that. Only one.
As chairman of this board, I will not, Mr. Ho, we've talked several times.
I'm listening.
Do not, as you're addressing a board member, throw anything, or disrespect them. They're trying to respect you. I understand that you're frustrated, but you've had your 3 minutes up here, more than 3 minutes. Yes, sir, you have. Yes, sir, you have.
Well, excuse me for go ahead, finish.
If you have a point to what you're saying, I will allow you to have a few more minutes.
Okay.
But coming after and throwing something at a township as a township trustee, I will not tolerate. I will have you removed from the meeting.
This is the third time he's come after me, and I'm not going to have it anymore. Okay?
You old fart.
Well,
that's
no.
It.
See you.
Nope.
You have not heard the last of me, Ralph Horn.
Well, that's all right, sir. You got a mess up there, and I'm trying to get you cleaned
up.
Oh,
and, Mr. Lee.
Yes.
As one other aspect of me being here, was to say that you weren't here at the time, but when I went up to, I think it was Cornell Robinson, and told him that I'm going to go out in the street and let the cars hit me and kill me because there's not enough stop signs on Hopkins Road. Now, the two stop signs that Mr. Fleshman put up, I've been watching because my property is right there. And not only did it improve that street, the police are always going to
This is another subject.
I'm just telling you folks that by putting up the stop signs, you slowed down the traffic, and with the exception of the people whose catalytic converters were cut out, and you can hear them 3 miles away, the neighborhood has certainly appreciated the fine work that Mr. Fleshman and the other council members that put up the two stop signs on Hopkins Road.
So I'm getting the garbage cleaned up.
Move to Zoom.
I'm done.
Any questions on Zoom?
Yeah.
John, you need to deal with that.
I have a couple, two, three people.
Because I'm not going to have it anymore.
Go ahead.
Nothing to do with me.
Yes?
Do you have any questions?
Can you identify for the notes who it is,
yes,
please?
Yes. Could you give us your name for our notes, please?
Speak for this place.
Robin Cheney.
Okay, Robin.
Okay. Go ahead, Robin.
I want to know who is going to do something about the homeless over here. I have asked this the last three times.
Mr. Lee, and the rest of the board. Please forgive me for my outburst.
And
yes, I'm not frustrated.
Robin, can you please hang on just 1 second? I apologize.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that you were talking to someone. I just wanted to personally let you know that I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone who doesn't disrespect me.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ho.
You're welcome.
Robin, I apologize for that. Please, go ahead.
Robin?
Okay.
I apologize for that. I wanted to hear everything you had to say.
Okay. I have asked the last three times he's going to take responsibility and doing something about the homeless over here, and I've been blown off as usual every time I ask a question. It's getting ridiculous.
Okay, the homeless. I mean, I know what area you're talking about, but is there a specific area that you're referring to?
Well, for one, they live in 61 Bonnie. They squatted in it, took it over, and township didn't do anything about it. So they got a free house of a dead guy. The house next door to them is doing drugs out of it. People pull in and out. All you have to do is sit in the driveway and look. And they're in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's getting ridiculous. Jim Stevens' people were out here today. They did pick up, I don't know, 6-7 shopping carts, which I appreciate because the homeless leave them everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
In the back of 61, it looks like the homeless camp on the other side of the track. There's nothing but tents.
Have you talked to the lieutenant or Chief Smith about the suspected drug trafficking?
No,
we're already aware.
You're already aware? Are you on that? Okay.
We've already passed that on to the county's SIU unit.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes, go ahead.
So, on the 61, I believe that's bank-owned.
Okay.
We ran the same thing in the township, other places. People...
No, it's not anymore, John.
It's not? Okay.
No.
So, I'll address this differently. So, on other places in the township, and this is, anyone that sees this, let us know. People will go in and take, and basically become squatters, and then... We can't get them out because the bank isn't basically giving us the authority to get them out of the property. So, and then some people say, well, there's no water or electric. We have, our hands are tied. There is nothing that we can do. If we was to try to do something, we would be trespassing on their property. So once they come in, and we've all heard from years ago about squatters, squatter rights.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing it firsthand.
Yeah. Robin, can I give you a call tomorrow?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will do that, and I can't promise you any answers tomorrow, but I will listen to you and follow up with you.
So that's like last night, there was a guy beside the pawn shop, a homeless guy, standing there with his pants down around his ankles about 11 o'clock, just geeking out. All over the place, not the phone around, and you can't call anybody because they don't send anybody out.
I will give you a call tomorrow, Robin.
Mr. Chairman, if I may also, the way that this works with them, they go over to Kroger's or they go somewhere, they order a magazine, it comes in their name to that address, they now have established that this is their address. Anything that they can put in their name, if they had a doctor's appointment or if they're getting any kind of SSI or anything, once it's established through the mail to that partial, then they can pull that out and say, I effectively live here.
These are
they have the electric turned on. They have electric there.
Yeah. So once they
establish a residence there,
It takes a long time to get rid of, especially with the court systems, with the pandemic. It's backed up for years.
Yeah, but it's been 4 or 5 years.
Correct. And, you know, and Robin, as you were listening, in what I was saying about home rule, our hands are tied. Nicole is constantly on the phone with Franklin County, and reporting the things and trying to make sure that it goes. We can do everything but beg them to try to, you know, get it going. And then once they get it, then they've got to move it to the next person and wait for environmental court. And who knows how long that's going to take. And we never like to hear that. And I'm not making excuses. I just want you to make sure you understand what we're up against. We haven't given up. It's just... I'd be very frustrated too.
It's ridiculous.
I would agree.
Do I have to go to county?
You know what?
All
the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I always tell people, help me help you. The people that you're going to be calling, guess what? They're elected officials. So, yes, it makes a difference.
Go ahead and give me a call tomorrow,
James. Okay, I sure will. Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Robin.
Is there any more?
Let's see if there's one more here. Maybe two more. Do you have a question for the board? One more, Jim. Do you have a question for the board?
Okay. If there's no more questions, I will entertain.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Bradford. How are you?
Oh, David, do you have a question or something you want to talk about?
I have two. One, I want to welcome Jim Leeser to the board. And the second one, I'd like to ask anyone that will join on our newsletter for the police department, please visit our website at franklintownshippolice.com. Sign up for it so you can keep up to date with the events in the neighborhood and your crime stats. That's it.
Great.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dave.
With no other questions, I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
You don't even need to join. You're the
chairman. Adjourn it.
Nicole?
Yep.
Nicole, I didn't mean to cut you off, but there's
I'm sorry.
I didn't understand what you were saying.
All this information here.
What I was saying was that this...